conditioning. Have a little bit from the last shiur, but we'll continue today. So the Gemara tells us there are two halves of sick. The Gemara says that the Dinim Amas Dinim Fakh is both required Dush Kira in the Torah. And then the Rabbanim did away with Dush Kira when it comes to Dinim Amas, or Dinim Amas, or Dinim Amas. So the significance of that statement, a lot of Deraisa. So we talk a lot about the Yehuda, the Salevi, and we have the unbelievable condition of the Yehuda. There's no requirement of all of the rice of Elisha Teyachal HaZimah, and therefore in that Torah, the requirement of the Dish of Kira is going to be different than the Dinamah. The Dinamah says, any of the Dinamah of Kira is going to be possible, and by the Dinamah of the Dinamah of Kira is not going to be a problem, because the Yehuda was so focused, so fixed on the fact that the Chisar of any of the Dinamah of Kira is really just one of the same, the Dinamah of Elisha Teyachal HaZimah. The Salevi took up the test for that, and took up the test also for the fact that he assumed that is a lady who's a double punch, there's a din of Eidish, which disqualifies the Imam on a level of Deraisa. So, all the Shia Thursday we're talking about a level of Deraisa. So, let's assume for now again it's an Eidish stage. Let's assume that the Imam is a din of Torah, Zavad, the same as the Nefashis in terms of Eidish, Yatayah, and Azimah, they're the same Pasha. So, Zavad and Torah, they both require Eidish, Shatayah, and Azimah. The question is now, but the Rabbanim, I think, changed. The Maestro is a constant comment that the Din Mamdas doesn't require Dush HaKira. That's a fact. That's a given. It's already a Chanimah statement. So should we make the following statement? That just as the Chacham did away with Rish HaKira, Din Mamdas, Shul Tinodas, Atei Lovim, maybe the Chacham also did away with Eidush HaAtei Yachalazima. Maybe even an Eidush HaAtei Yachalazima is now post the days of Rabbi Chanina, post the Tachanis HaChabah, because now maybe that's also Kashim. Or should we say no? That's said on the Gemara. What says the Gemara is they did away with Eidush HaKira, the Eichet Heis that they did away with Eidush HaYachal HaZimah. So there are some Rishonim that seem to indicate the first time. So one indication is the Rambam. When we mentioned the Rambam Thursday, the Rambam throws a curveball that's the same in the Chos Yotzeach, that Eidush HaYachal HaZimah is only required in Dinei Nefashos. So we said only in Dinei Nefashos, and the view that is wild shah, if we don't want to accept, we want to assume that Minat Torah is the same. Maybe with the Rabbanim, we can understand the words of the Rambam. Maybe the Rambam is being Maram based on the Tachanos of Rabbi Chanina. Just as Rabbi Chanina did away with Yush HaKira, with the Nabi, he did away with the Eidush HaYachal HaZimah. Maybe that's why the Rambam worded it in such a unique way, saying that we, not that the Torah doesn't require, but we, Halacha L'maaseh, don't require Eidush HaYachal HaZimah Dinei Mamdas. Perhaps that's what the Rambam meant. But we want to find a Rishon that says a little bit more of a version of the Rambam. Who is it? Who says this equation, huh? Who just says about verbatim? Rabbi Yosef. Say a quick look. Let's say one somewhere on the Kamos. In the Rabbi Yosef, beginning of the fourth parak, says that you know the days in the Dapim of the Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says the first line, Abad, I love you in the Dish of Hakira. Since the Chalm of the Sakhir, I love you in the Dish of Hakira, we know the love you in the Eidish of the Yechol HaZima. So the male, we don't look like Eidish of the Yechol HaZima as well. Now, if I would stop, or read the next 5 lines in the Rabbi Yosef, first 5 lines in the Rabbi Yosef, what would you say, Shaza? They said that's true. Just because the Chum did away with one bit of the Aegis, why should they do away with another bit of Aegis? So the Holy Answer is very cautious. That if you don't have Dush of Hakira, so by definition you don't have Aegis Shat Yachal HaZimah. Because Yachal HaZimah means the Machum and the Zman. So once the Chum will not share Aegis, who becomes the Beis, and who should walk the Beis and say, Lady borrowed $100 from Ruben borrowed $100 from Shimon, and they don't tell us the Machum and the Zman, so by definition, it can't be Ma'amad. So the Chum will mark share Eidus without Dush of Hakira, by definition, it will mark share in Eidus Shiget Yachal HaZimah. That's the Bible writing. I would say such a thing. So the Mughism doesn't exactly say that. He adds on one more line. The Mughism, because it says, Ha'im with the Dush of Hakira, Mishim the Be'in of Eidus Shiget Yachal HaZimah. That the reason why the Torah gives a din of Dush of Hakira is goofa because of Eidus Shiget Yachal HaZimah. That's very, very questionable whether that's true. What's the problem with that? To say that the whole reason the Dush of Hakira is only because of Eidush HaYachal HaZimah, what's the problem with it? Who doesn't be kasha?
I mean,
the Eidush
HaYachal
HaZimah. No, we're using the Zayach HaKira's rhythm. What's the problem with it? To say that the whole reason the Dush of Hakira is only as Eidush HaYachal HaZimah, it's too late point to say such a thing. What's the mark of Dush of Hakira? Plus, the Gemara calls Pesukim, hate the drushes, they're shot, there's a whole bit in the hair. If the whole reason of the Dush HaKira is only because of Eidush HaYachal HaZimah, we already know there's a din of Eidush HaYachal HaZimah. How do we know that? That's the Malkut. So if we already know there's a din of Eidush HaYachal HaZimah, and Dush HaKira is only on Eidush HaYachal HaZimah, why do you need a special policy in the Dush HaKira? So all the Acharanim say that Akhrah, you have to say that the Torah is Mechadish to us, that above and beyond the rule careful azima, there's an additional requirement of Yushva Hakira. And that's the Chiddush HaTorah. That's in Zerah Shon HaHetev, HaHetev, Torah Darshu HaHetev, etc. All those psukim that appear later on the sentence of HaHetev. But what's the board of the Chiddush? Why does the Torah add on? What is accomplished by the Zerah Sekhalsa of requiring Yushva Hakira that would not have been covered by Eidish Akriyat HaZima? So the best thing, let me give the following motion. So what would it didn't be in the following case? Let's say, two angels walk in the basin, and they say that Reuben kills Shimon on Tuesday, July 5th. And Bezin asks them, what hour was it? And they said they had absolutely no clue. No, it was sometime during the day. And two other angels walk in the basin and said, how could you say that Reuben kills Shimon in New York on July 5th? You were with us the entire day of July 5th, from morning till night. So what's the day? Manu Yisem, of course, the Holy Manu Yisem, it comes to Bezin, like he says, that type of an Avis would have sufficed for the criteria of Eidish Atiyah HaRaziva. But let's say the Avis walk into the basin and they say, listen, we know that sometime during Chodesh Tishrei, Reuben killed Shimon. We can't remember what date it was. We know during Chodesh Tishrei in New York, Reuben killed Shimon. Two Avis come in and say, no, you can't be. Imano, he said, you were in California with us for the entire Chodesh Tishrei. So that would be good enough for Eidish Atiyah HaRaziva. That's the Chodesh HaTorah, that's not good enough for Eidish HaKira. Eidish HaKira means, you have to pinpoint the time. It's got to be the Eze Yerim, the Eze Shavua, the Eze Shah, etc. That would not be enough to fulfill the criteria of Yushan HaKira, even though it would be enough to fulfill the criteria of Eze Shavua HaZimah. That's what all the Achareim say, that this Mashmal from Rabbi Yosef is still employed. To say that Yushan HaKira is only Al Tehde Shavua HaZimah is very difficult to understand. But what we could say, though, we don't have to take the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef's extreme to say that the din, one is taller than the other, but we can say it as follows. The tachas, push up the shav, if you don't have the Rishon HaKira, then nearly you don't have Eidish Atiyah HaRaziva. That is true. You don't have to say that one is the reason for the other, but what Mike said, one falls by the wayside, so that the Chachamim will force to be mechatel the requirement of Eidish Atiyah HaRaziva. So again, maybe the Rambam holds this way, maybe the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef holds this way, many Yerushan and Chorodim, later Chorodim pick up on this idea. The post the times of Rabbi Chanina, we really, in effect, agreed to the Nebuda. The Nebuda said, I'm sorry, you know, you should keep Bedinim Mamanas. And we hold that, and the Yerushan and Yerushan are the Zima Bedinim Mamanas. And we hold that these Yerushan are the Rabbanan, you know, required. Might have to mean it from this. Is there anything that stems from this idea of being the Chadesh, that the Chum did away with Eidish and Yerushan and Zima Bedinim Mamanas? So there is a Ramah that talks about this, but in order to understand the Ramah, you probably saw the Shach. You saw that long or more Shach. Had Rechamanas, they only gave you like a hundred of that Shach. You see the size of it? That was a monster Shach. So, I took off a lot of it, huh?
Yeah.
So the Shach is alluding to the following statement in the Ramah, but in order to understand that, we have to understand a little bit of the background. There is a din in the Gemara, Eineid Nasadaya. So the simple reading of that din of Eineid Nasadaya means like this. Let's say I walk to an empty room, and I say, oh, Reuben killed Shimon. Talk to the wall, and say, wait 1 second. Then I go ahead and I sit down in the judge's seat, and I say, oh, that was very interesting. Let me ask you a question. And I talk to myself, I have a little problem. So I'm talking to myself, back, forth, and what's that for me? Eineid Nasadaya. So come to Rishon and say, how does the Gemara know it's true? Eineid Nasadaya. What does it say that in the Chumash? Maybe you can wait till I ask the same time. So Taisus quotes the standard in Mahalchim and Rishon is apostle. What's the apostle? You can't have Eidim being the Dayanim themselves. But in Palestine, you might have proposed that possible as this Jerusha. So Tais says, Mustafa, that was the Jerusha. Mustafa Kachim the Chazal, Eidim Nasadayim based on this possible. But then, in the process of that discussion, Tais says, with the Talmud, with the Masra, throws out another possibility. Maybe there's a different reason why Eidim Nasadayim catch this one. Because if Eidim Nasadayim, that would be a violation of what Klal? What? Of Eidashiyah Tayachal Haziva, right? Why? Why should that be Eidashiyah Tayachal Haziva? The Tosis presents one of two reasons. The Tosis says that, because imagine what's going to happen. I'm going to testify in front of the wall, and then I'm going to turn around, listen to my Eidus, and then sit down, and now two Eidim Haziva are going to come be Maz and me. So I'm going to be Makabal Hazama myself. That's going to be pretty silly. So comes Tosis and says, the way Tosis presents it is that the Dayanim won't want to be Makabal Hazama upon themselves. Other Muslims say, what do you mean they won't want to? And even if they would want to, they can't, because they're assumed you can't pass on yourself. You ain't other carpets a lot to know. So whether you're worried that they won't want to be Makabla Zama, or whether you're worried that it's impossible to be different from Makabla Zama, the Maisa Taisa says, Eine Nasadai Zene Chisara of Eide Shiyat Yachla Zama. So comes Taisa and says, what? That is the most ridiculous thing we've ever heard in our lives. To say such a thing, that's called Eide Shiyat Yachla Zama. What's the problem with that? Why is that a very, very poor application of principle of agentship to the Zimun?
Because they could do it. It's just that.
Or it's worse.
In another bezin.
So true, the Eidim and Mazimun can't come to this bezin because this bezin is biased because they have to be for the Eidim that they own and they're all rolled into one. It's like the small town America, you know, the mayor, the fireman, you know, the policeman, they're all the same guy. So, but they can go to another bezin. So they'll have the ability to be. Is there any way to do it? Therefore, that would not be a reason. Therefore, those who refers back to the original reason that Russia of the Shnei Nashra shall ever be fine. So, in the middle of coupling with this Tosfos makes the following, or Tosfos writes that. It's impossible to disagree with those things. How does anybody ever say that Eidus She'at Yechlazimah has to be determined by that base in itself? Can't be such things. You know why? Because if that would be true, we'd be led to the most ridiculous, absurd conclusion in the whole world. What is that? That Eidim cannot be Krovim to Dayanim. That if Eidim walk up and they give Eidus and the Dayanim are relatives of the Eidim, so it says, would anyone in their right mind possible such a case? Why don't you say as follows, because when Eidim HaMazimim comes, so the Dayanim won't be able to be Makabel, the Eidus, because it'll be against the Krovim. So it comes, tells us and says, and that's the craziest, most ridiculous, absurd thing in the whole wide world, so it must be the way, right? That's okay. That's the way it does present this story. So come all the other Rishonim and say that, first of all, who told Tosfos that that's true? Who told Tosfos that Eidim HaKrovim LeDayanim HaKosher? It happens to be the Rishonim said it's not true. That Eidim HaKrovim LeDayanim happened to be possible. So come to Rishonim and say, and you know why is it that the Rishonim said that Eidim HaKrovim LeDayanim are possible? Guess what? Because it's Eidim She'iyat Yachal Azimah. And guess what? What do you see from the Rishonim? The fact that Eidim is wrong. And Eidim She'iyat Yachal Azimah must be determined in that particular Eidim. So Tosfos develops this whole Yisaydis that these Rishonim disagree with Tosfos. They say that you know why Eidim not Zedayim? Because it's Eidim She'iyat Yachal Azimah. You know why Eidim cannot be Krovim LeDayanim? Because it's Eidim She'iyat Yachal Azimah. All these things to be Ruzim and other Eidim, that's totally irrelevant. So this is the thing that like this Rishonim. So comes the Ramah in the Darkei Moshe and makes the following interesting Ha'arah. Comes the Ramah and says, what would be the din, Halach Lamaisa, Bizman Hazer, about Eidim HaKrovim LeDayanim, Bidinim Amnes? What would the Halach be? So we know that Taisus happens to know that Eidim HaKrovim LeDayanim are always coming. But all the Rishonim will disagree with Taisus saying that the only reason why the apostle is because Eidim She'iyat Yachal Azimah. So comes Ramah and says, hey, wait a second. This man, as the other Rabbi Hanina came along and bumped out the din of Yishuv Chakira, and we all know once they did away with Yishuv Chakira, someone made it, what else did they do away with? They did away with the Eidus She'iyat Yachal Azimah, not because of the Nimu Bayazit, that the reason for Yishuv Chakira is up to that. Just because the Mitzvah said, what is that? And to throw out the whole parsha of Eidus She'iyat Yachal Azimah, because otherwise every Eidus that belongs to the Gedi Yishuv Yachal Azimah is one of that. Comes to Ramon says, even though now we're talking about a different type of application of Eidus She'iyat Yachal Azimah, we're talking about Rishon Chakira, we're talking about a different court, a different nuance in Eidus She'iyat Yachal Azimah, nuance of Eidim HaKrovim LeDayanim. So comes to Ramon says, doesn't matter what the reason is, if the whole soul of Eidim HaKrovim LeDayanim is only based on Eidus She'iyat Yachal Azimah, so comes to us and says, Lahalach Lamais, it doesn't apply to his mind as that. So comes to Ramon and says, yeah, the Eidim HaKrovim LeDayanim post the days of Rebbe Chanina is not acceptable. Ad kan de beharamah. So Ramon went along with this whole pismuk, with this Rambam, with this Mavayos, and the whole story. They were afraid of what the Shach wanted from the whole world. We read the 50-page Shach. What do you want? What's the gist of it?
The
Rishami
is not like
Tosfos. But the Rishami knocks out Tosfos. The Rishami says that the Eidim HaKrovim LeDayanim is apostle, and the reason the Rishami is saying is because of the Eidus She'iyat Yachal Azimah. So comes the Ramon and says, Bizman Hazer, that Dinei Mamonos, we're no longer concerned with Eidus She'iyat Yachal Azimah, we're going to be Mashir Eidim HaKrovim LeDayanim by Dinei Mamonos. That's what the Ramon says. Tosfos says the reason why it's kosher is because that's called Yachal Azimah, because it's Efshir Lahazin Bevezin Achet. That's what Tosfos says. But we're saying no, it's not called Eidus She'iyat Yachal Azimah, the Nefashim is still good, And then after it's no good to give him this, but it's good with Marazeth. Once Rabbi Chanina was Masakri, once post the days that they were Vapal Jewish Chakira, then it should be kosher. That's what the Ramah said.
No, the Shas says you can't make this kosher between the two days.
What do you mean by that?
He said just because you don't require Jewish Chakira by Dini Mamanas, that doesn't necessarily mean that Zayda Shiyotia
Chalazim. So you tell me, how can that be? How can the Shach say such a thing?
Because he says it's still Roy to.
Come to Shach. That has an unbelievable one. Mamash purely for life. Everyone else is taking that position. What does that mean to the Shah? We just stop. The way the book debated in the case of the Indian Mamanus. So we're not terrorists, we're supposed to be terrorists. We ask them, where was it? What time, what place? Is it a Shah? Is it Yahya? Is it a Kiddush? We're supposed to give the Mamanus the throne of the book with them. We ask them a million questions. Comes to Bechini and says, it's a bad idea. You do that, you're going to just, no one's going to want to lend money anymore. No one's going to be quite aided anymore. It's not going to happen. So what do you do? Says Rabbi Chanina, don't ask them questions. Comes to Shach and says, what does that mean? Don't ask them questions. Let's say we know for a fact that they don't know the answers to those questions. How do we know? They told us. How do we know? Because we goofed and we asked them by mistake. And they told us, guess what? We have no clue when this all was. But we know what it was. I don't remember the time, can't remember the place, can't remember the day, I don't remember anything. So now we know in the back of our mind that these Aiden cannot pass the rigorous test of the Torah of Rishon Yeshiva. What's the deal? This man has it.
Awesome.
So comes the Shach and Amdu Bechidosh and says, guess what? What does it say? It says, Aiden is possible. It's not an acceptable Aiden. Why? From there, the Ramah Mura had the Chon of the Sakin, that you don't need Rishon Yeshiva. That means you don't need it. You don't have to ask the questions because you assume that the Eidim probably have the right answer. Don't give me a question, I'll do that. No, not tell you what you need, but I'll do that. You have to ask the questions. But the Rabbanan, they stepped in and they said, Bezen, don't be too picky, don't ask any questions, just hope for the best. The Eidim probably know the answer. But if you have to know that the Eidim don't know the answer, so the Shach, that Eidim is absolutely completely bottom in that term. It's bottom in the Rabbanan, it's bottom in Allah. But the Shach's fault.
That
means Bezen stops
you guys.
I'm not sure how far the Shach can make this finish, but this is the Shach's unbelievable twist of the Gemara. Now, nobody else said this in the Gemara. The Pashas in the Gemara, they did away with Yish Chakir, that means I don't care, they didn't know, they don't know what's irrelevant. But the Shach's not his opinion. He wrote a big book, look at all of us, so he's not his opinion. So he assumes that Yish Chakir is only this Bachel Magabe, we don't ask the questions. But if you know the facts, if they don't know what's going on, that's going to be a problem. So comes the Shach and says, in effect, what did the Chacham say post the Takana? The Chacham never said that you don't need Jewish Vechakira. What the Chacham said was, Beis Din doesn't have to do the Jewish Vechakira, but just hoping and praying that even the Jewish Vechakira was done, the mailer. We're assuming that the answers are probably wrong. Comes the Shach and says, if you know that the answers are wrong, that's no good. You know why that's no good? Just the Shach. If you know for a fact, you don't know when the bottom is not is, what shaya ever the apostle then? Comes the Shach and says, if you know that the Eidus that's been presented to you in Bezin is an Eidus of Yet the Yahu Azima, why is it Yet the Yahu Azima? Because the Eidim are Krov with the Yahbin, and we're assuming like through Shalmi, that's a problem with Eidus Yet the Yahu Azima. Says the Shach, you can't be mocked for such an Eidus, even with Marazet. To be Mapshir Eidus of Eidim Krov with the Yahbin, is the halakha equivalent to being Mapshir Eidim, where you know in your heart of hearts that they don't know the answer to the Mokum and Mizmah. That's what the Shach says. So in effect, according to the Shach's Chiddush, the din of Eidus Shi'iyat Teyachal Azima still applies to Mizmah Nazeh. The only thing is that we're allowed to assume that the Eidus is kosher, called man that we don't know to the contrary. The Shach is very machudish. Can I ask you the following question? This requirement in Allah, that you need Eidus Sha'at HaYachal Azimah. So you just ask this Allah HaKadosh. Is Pshah that you need an Eidus Sha'at HaYachal Azimah in order to be Mashur the Eidus? Well, the Pshah is that no. Every Eidus that walks in the Beis Din is kosher by itself. Eidus of Chir, the Eidus is kosher. If it's Iyat HaYachal Azimah, then that's a posel. Eidus Sha'at HaYachal Azimah passes the Eidus. How does the Shach seem to be learning? He seems to be learning that Eidus Shi'iyat HaYachal Azimah is a pulsel, and Kol Zman, that pulsel doesn't exist to your knowledge, the Eidus is still kosher. Even though, push comes to shove, right now, the Eidus walk in to Beis Din, and they don't tell us the Mokum is not.
Kibbutz Nazanim, tell us. They don't tell us about who's Nazanim. Is there any way to be Nazanim? He can't be Nazanim. It's impossible to be Nazanim. What does the Shach say? That Kozman, that they didn't trip up with any other Bechakiris. The Kozman, that it's not an Eden Kurov the Dayana. Kozman, that there's nothing we can pinpoint and say, you did something wrong, you did something bad, you have a pulse in front of us. So we're going to assume that there is discussion. The Chorin Pshat is a clear point. The Chorin Pshat is that one of the absolute requirements of the Eidus is that it be Eidus HaYichol HaZima. So if the Chum are willing to be Ma'asher and Eidus without me asking the Bachel of his mind, even though the Eidus may know it, that may be true, we don't know if they know it. So we, the Tachla should give me Ma'asim them. So the Shach is very, very Mechudish. But Achol Bonim comes to Shach and says, therefore we cannot accept the Ramah, because whenever you have an Eidim HaKrov and Nayon, the Ramah that's possible is Manazer, even close to Takara, because that's Dumya to the Dayan who know for a fact that the Eidim don't know the answer to any of their refugees. So Achol Bonim, where does this put us? Where does this put us comes back in Mar? So again, we have two levels in Agamara. We have a Din Darais in Agamara, the Drish and Akira is needed for both. Then we have a Din Darabana that they did away with Drish and Akira. The question is, what are the ramifications of that statement, the Raisa and the Rabbanan, at least vis-a-vis Dinim Amrim? So it comes in there, the Mamash on one extreme, the view that said that Minat Torah, you never needed Eidush Atiyah Lazima when it came to Dinim Amrim. Ever, ever, ever. Comes everybody else who disagrees with another view that Minat Torah you do need, the question is, what about Midir Rabbanan? So according to the Rambam, and according to the Bukhari Yosef, it would appear that Midir Rabbanan you have to don't need, that's the Tzat the Rambam. There comes a chap and says, no, even with the Rabbanan you need, and Rabbi Chanina's statement is so watered down that only applies in a situation where we don't know that there's any. Yeah, I have a couple questions.
So
according
to
the chef,
you don't have to ask.
You don't have to ask, but if you're goofy and you ask and you give the wrong answer, then
there is
that's all right. They don't have to answer. They don't have to answer.
The
takana was that Bezin shouldn't drive the Eidim crazy. We should assume they probably know the answers.
But it doesn't end up that way. Even before Yishuv Akira, what is the Khan? Yeah, the Zima was only a concept of if they said something improperly.
Right. It's a very funny idea. Very, very strange idea for the Shach to say. At least according to the Shach, it answers up what the Chiddush HaTorah is, what in the Jewish Chakira for. Because Minat Torah, Eidush HaTorah, Lazima just means don't ask any questions. You don't know what hurt you. Minat Torah, Drish HaKira means you have to ask for information. That's like, you know, unlike the Din Rabbi Yosef is saying, that's the same thing, unlike what the Beis Halevi said, but the Pashas of Shabbat is very difficult. So, Basur. So, the Mai Zagamara says that the Rabbana that did away with Drish HaKira doesn't help us. How does the Mai know if this is true? Because it's been the Rabbana that did away with Drish HaKira. So, this is a sugya at the beginning of the fourth parak. So, the Gemara brought a raya from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, that the shtar of Uchar is kosher. The shtar of Dinim Amrim is, you're supposed to date the shtar of Dinim Amrim. And if you goofed, you wrote a later date, so the shtar is still kosher. If you wrote an earlier date than the shtar, it's possible. Why? What's all the earlier date? You can collect from the Mishabad, wrong. But if the shtar of Uchar, there's no real great kill going to happen. So comes the Gemara and says, well, wait a second. You're not very good at giving the shtar of Uchar. Because you don't know when the action happened. You don't have any edus when the event happened. So that's the Bichisan of Mishnah Akira. So midaraisa Shtam Ruch is possible. But in fact, the Mishnah Shviya says that Shtam Ruch is kosher, it's a raya that midarabana does not require the Mishnah Akira in the Rabbanan. That's basically what the Gemara says in the fourth. So comes to the Mechudei says in the same piece a little later, and he says, Mechur, you see from this Gemara, the Balak Chiddush. See that this idea that Minat Torah requires Drish HaKira B'din HaMakris applies both to an Eidus B'Alpeh, or Eidus B'Alpeh, as well as an Eidus B'Alpeh, as well as a Shtar. That Minat Torah, a Shtar, is like Eidus, Eidus B'Alpeh, Suin Al Shtar, Mishnech Eidus B'Alpeh, you tell me. So just as Minat Torah, you need Drish HaKira by Eidus B'Alpeh, you need it by Eidus B'Alpeh. So comes in Rabbi Yosef and says that we have other types of examples of shtaros minat Torah, not just around dinim amrim. What are some of the favorite examples?
Okay.
Again, shtar kedushin, shtar shechor. So comes in the Bnei Yosef and says all of these shtaros require l'chora eidus. And eidus by definition means kedusha chakira. So l'chora you need a Mokum and a Zman on a get in a Torah. You need a Mokum and a Zman on a Shtah Kiddush in a Torah. You need a Mokum and a Zman on a Shtah Shechum in a Torah. It's the Pasha, it's put it together. And that combined the four practices in Hedrum. So comes in the Yosef and makes the following observation. That the Gemara doesn't say that. It's a nice little verse. It's cute, but it's wrong. Gemara says the Farish in the second union, that if a woman gets married with a get, she does not have a Zman on it. So although she's not supposed to have done that, but the Achramai said the child is kosher. The kid is not a mamzer. So comes in the Yosef and says, how can it be? If min ha-Torah you require Yishech Kira and Shtaras, you see from the Gemara there's no chilek between Edis Bechsar and Edis Bechah. So how can it be that the child is kosher? How can it be that the get is kosher min ha-Torah? To make matters worse, the Gemara said that Gidin, in the second prayer, asks the kashmir, b'nei matik b'zman b'gidin. Why is it that we write a Zman on a get? So the Gemara gives a whole series of reasons. It's a
very complicated reason. Why is they need a Zman and yet the Gemara says Yevamos and Shtak Kedushin and they need a Zman?
So comes in Rabbi Yosef and says, wait a second. All these Gemaras seem to indicate there's no need for a Zman on a get and for a din. It's a kind of sachal and some technical reason. Like a Kila, not the Yev and a Shtak Kedushin, but it doesn't need, maybe a Shtak Shukur doesn't need. So says in Rabbi Yosef, what do you do this Gemara? In the fourth preface of the Gemara, all of Rabbi Chanina, our entire sugya, everything we've been talking about for the last 2 days is hinging upon Rabbi Chanina. It's hinging upon the fact that the Chachamim were oikeh the din of Yishech Hakira, and the only way the Gemara knew that the Chachamim were oikeh the din of Yishech Hakira was only from this mission which says that Yishech Hakira is kosher. So you see, clearly that Yishech Hakira is an absolutely critical min ha-Torah, even on Eidus Mishtar. So what in the world is going on with all these Gemaras? So come to the Rabbi Yosef and one fell swoop. What? So what's there for the minotaur? You need Eidus for Kippur, right? So you need Eidus. So Drisha Kira is always a requirement in terms of Eidus. So how can you be Mashra get minotaur without a Zman? The Gemara sounds like you can. The Gemara says, why do you need a Zman again? Sounds like minotaur you don't know. So comes to Rabbi Yosef with the earth shattering statement. What does he say?
Afkin.
Comes to Rabbi Yosef and says, we got history all backwards. Here's the story. In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, when there was a din of drisha v'chakira and din mamres, so then there was a din of drisha v'chakira and gittin and kedushin and shtar shiver also. That was the din. So if someone would write a get in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu without the machum and after his man, the get is possible in a tefer. Then came the chacham one fine day and said, you know what? Midrash Rabbana, we got an drisha v'chakira out of the box when it comes to din mamres, because shul tinal dals and pei logo. So the tanoim and who knows when, sometimes with Moshe Rabbeinu or Rabbi Chanina, someone was Masakeh, some days he got along, it was Masakeh, to get Yishev Kira and Dinimamis. So when Chachamim instituted to be Mahshir and Eidus without Yishev Kira, they also said, you know what, let's be Mahshir get everything. We're not going to start to make Chilukim and say, Dinimamis, no, and keep the condition here. Everything goes. Everything's going to forget the whole Yishev Kira throughout the Gemara. Forget Yishev Kira. So we're going to be Mahshir get without Mahmuz Van. How in the world can the Chachamim force such a stunt? That we know that in the, even though normally the Chum have very limited powers in terms of being Mati Yisurim, but in the realm of Gittin and Kedushin, they have pretty strong powers. That's the principle of Inner Rabbanu Kedushin. They call the Kaddish and I'm the Rabbanu Kaddish. Well, this is the way. Some Rishonim read the Gemara. When the Kaddish and Isha, to be the Kaddish and Al-Das, that the Chum are going to like it. Kaddas Moshe Yisrael, this is right. So the Chum someday say, you know what? We don't like this marriage. We want to be involved in this marriage, and they have the ability to do that. So the Gemara says in many places. So it comes in the way. You also can apply that principle here also. Because when you have a garish and isha with a get that does not have his man on it, so minatorish is really an ish's ish. But the Chum want to be masha such a get, because the Chum don't want Bezin to be concerned with Dushik here anymore. So once that the Chum will be sake that the get is kosher, so how can they do that? She's an Ashes Ish. How can they be sacked against Kosher? No, the answer is they're like in the original condition. Pindash is never an Ashes Ish at all. That's the principle of either a bodily condition. So the Rabbi Yosef says that's exactly what's happening. In a Torah, you need a Jewish Chakiram. In the Rabbanan, once they did away with Mamanis, they did away with the condition also. But then comes the Gemara that in Zion and Gittin, it says, Bibnei Matik Musman Begittin. That means why did the Chumash reinstitute Zman on a Yet in the Rabbanan for a different reason? Not as Jewish Chakiram. Else shall be a chapa, basakhaisen, else payers, other technical quirks, side reasons that the Chum felt it necessary to institute the Zinan Begitin. So that's the Suyin the Sefer of Gittin. That's what the position of the end of the Sefer of Gittin says. that the call was on the Khatkhin wasn't a little bit here. We're not going to declare a kid of mom's there if he gets, if his mother got married, but he gets that didn't have his man on it. Why? Because the original din of Zman, that was already done away with the earlier basin of Akinu. This is a new Takana Sakham, and this new Takana was on the Khatkhin and Akadiyah. This is Mamisha, quite a historical development in the realm of Zgitta. At one time you need a dish here and there, then you didn't need a dish here at all. Then you need a bit of Rabban, and wow, every 5 years this halakha dish here is changing, then the Rabban gives them. According to Mughal Yosef, in effect, every get, his man is there, if it would not have his man on it, is really possible in a Torah, but it's only kosher because of Akinu.
Akinu is about here, what will happen to do with the Imam?
The Imam is Akbez Nef, do it if you want. Akbez Nef is even easier. Now, the summer shall have learned Akinu is based on Akbez Nef.
He's still a kosher on all the other kinds of shtaros. It's only worth speaking for again. It's not going to work for
what else?
Tedushin.
Okay, so the Chum said that we'll make believe you married. We're not really married as a Shashik. Yeah, after you guys have to do it every morning also. So the Chum played around that. So what forced the Mughal Yosef to this unbelievable razzle-dazzle understanding of history of the progression of Gittin in the Israel was because of one Gemara, who was bothered Rabbi Chanina. Because Rabbi Chanina, for the days, how did Rabbi Chanina come off to make such a statement that the Rabbanah, they did away with Yishkira? How do you know that he knew it with Yishkira? He knew it from the Mishnah in Shriyas. It says that Ishtar Ruchor is Kasha. You see from Rabbi Chanina's Lachacha that even by Ishtar, when he is Kutsav, when I tell you there's a requirement of Yishkira. I can't do anything else.
Anything else?
No.
Anything else?
His whole problem was that you see clear from Rabbi Chanina that even if Eidus Kishtar requires Yishev Kira Ben Atayra. Because if not, what was Rabbi Chanina's raya that the Chum did away with Yishev Kira? His raya was from the Mishnah, which was not about Eidus Kishtar. Yes, remember last year? Remember the Mubayas from last year? Remember the Chayim Vichon? Josh, remember when he was first semester? He was freebie. Daniel, hold on. Okay, I guess I can make a believe I can say it over here for the first time. So it comes with Chaim, says it over. You need to have double appreciate of Chaim. You need a lot of things to appreciate of Chaim. Comes with Chaim, following you see. Anybody have a sign of Suba? Sadik Subban Night ever? No, anyone? Okay, I have Sadik Subban Night. Sadik Subban Night, when Adam signed a star, what is that deal they're doing? What's the Gemara saying? It's the famous Gemara Gimda Beis. Adam is like a Subban on a star, and Asak Yubish and Echo induces the Beis of them, right? There's a Pidir, the signing of the star, Happy Allah is like Drisha Chakira. It's like Kabbal Sadis and Beis. What's the problem? There's a din that Kabbalah's Eidus has to be by Yoin, can't be by Laila. So how can you ever sign a star at night? Isn't that tenth of El to be made? That's the Rechayim sauce of that cash. Sounds like a funny cash, no? What does it say about the cash in Skokie? No? What does it say about that Skokie? You talking about this cash in Skokie? Maybe no. Bristol don't know. Who likes this cash? I like cash. There are two different halachas in terms of Eidus. Sometimes there are things which are integral to the Eidus per se. For example, the Kroyim or possibly Eidus, or Shoim or possibly Eidus. So Im Kain, a Karov can't sign a Shtar. A Karov can't sign a Maksuma. Anyone do my house for something? Did I ever ask you guys a trivia question in my house? Did everyone come? Did everyone remember this? There's a trivia question in my house. On my, in our living room, there's a picture of there's a picture from my brother-in-law, my old brother, David Chasna. No, it's another picture. It's in the house. Come back. Now you gotta come back. there's a picture of everyone from the family, and dancing, everything, all the whole like collage of pictures from my brother-in-law's wife, put together some of one of the brothers put it together, very nice. And I always ask everybody to look carefully at a picture and to tell me which of those pictures, that whole collage, is not from that house. So everybody always starts to look and see, okay, see Obsolowski's tie, it's different tile, they're always looking at the view. They're all totally off base. There's one picture in that whole mess over there of me holding a pen in my hand with a ksub in front of me about to sign. So that's not from his wedding, because I'm possible I can't sign there, but I'm possible it is. So that happens to me for every dope shri is fast enough. But my wife liked that picture. It looked such a nice, you know, official picture, so she threw it into that garage. So whenever you're dealing with a din entangled to Adas, a din is a kara, a din is a possible Adas, so Adas will get signed on her. However, such a time. There are other din Adas that are not intrinsic, inherent to the Adas per se, but rather, if it takes two tangles, there are two parts of Adas. There's an Adas being made, and there's a base din that's being makabel, the Adas. Such a kind, sometimes there are dinim which were said about the sages, which are dinim basically on the dynonym. They're dinim that take place in the context of the Kabbalah's Eidos, the context of the Haggadah's Eidos, but they're dinim which are noveya, not from the Eidim per se, not from the Kashrus of Eidim, not a Tanai the Eidos, the dinim that are dinim that are noveya from the dynonym, Lamosh, such a kind. The dinim that in the Kabbalah's Eidos alayla. You can't be Deish or Chekir Eidim alayla, you can't be Kabbalah Eidos alayla. What kind of dinim? That's a chesed of the Eidos, but the mitzvah of Avraham, what Eidim can't be made by Laila. No, such a kind. That's related to the general din we spoke about already a little bit. That ain't no shabbat in the Laila, you can't pass the shilas, you know, dini bumnis by Laila. So the Kabbalah's Eidos is considered to be such an integral part of the role that the Beis is doing. That's considered to be like everything is hinging upon the Kabbalah's Eidos. So to the Kabbalah Eidos by Laila, that's like masa mata by Laila, you can't do. So comes up Chaim and says, the soul of Laila, the name of Kabbalah in the Laila is not a din in Eidos per se, it's a din of Dayanus. It's a din of the Eidos of Chnei Beis Din. So Kabbalah Reb Chaim says, you want to know what a shtar is? A shtar is very simple, says Reb Chaim. It's an Eidos Shaloi B'Fnei Beis Din. It's an unbelievable Shatera, that normally Eidos has to be in person Beis Din of Atta. And that's understand all Shatera B'Fnei Hashem. Says Reb Chaim, but then the Rambam is a din of Eidos B'fnei Beis Din. That's when you're dealing with an Eidos Balpeh. When you're dealing with an Eidos B'shtar, Gzeiras HaKosov, see the way this comes from, Gzeiras HaKosov, Eidos B'shtar. So Eidos B'shtar does not require an Eidos B'fnei Beis Din. Haraya, with the Eidim, we saw an Iksuba. So there's no Beis Din sitting there on the side of the Iksuba. So how could the Gemara get and say, Eidim HaKosuman HaLashtar, Nasach Nishin Echor Eidos B'Beis Din? How could the Gemara kid us on that? There's no Beis Din there. The answer is no, that's exactly what it means. Eidim achasun al ashtar, when you have two witnesses to son of ashtar, al pi din, that has all the toikif of Eidos, of an Eidos Balpeh, which was done in front of Beis Din. Not, that last line is, the Beis Din done, he's not going back to Eidim achasun al ashtar. You don't need an Eidos with Beis Din for an Eidim achasun al ashtar. So therefore, the Chaim says, Eidim achasun al ashtar, can't sign ashtaras, but you can sign ashtar at night, because ashtar at night, an Eidos B'shloi with the Beis Din, and the Din Laila was only Psul with the Beis Din. Chazoi Shteitim. The Reb Chaim goes one step further. There is a famous kasha, we'll talk about as we go on, it's going to become critical for this discussion of the Reb Chaim. How can you have an institution of Shtar altogether? It doesn't make any sense. The whole principle of Shtar lies in the face of what Kval? Famous kasha, we'll do Shem next. Famous cash. How can you ever have a shtar? In Rashi Chumash, he says, "Pia, pishnai, pia, v'lo, pik savam." The Gemara says, "Beferish nigidin." You can't write down your edus in Beis Din. The edim can't send their edus to Beis Din. They have to be testified with the pair. So how can you have a shtar? This is the bomb cash. All the shem are following. How can the shtar nigidin exist? How can the shtar nigidin exist? How can the shtar exist? How can everything shtar mechira? What happens at the dinner with P.M. Lopik Savam? Have an order of Rabbi Tam's at the discussion? Rabbi Tam was so unbelievably overwhelmed with discussion that he turned the entire world upside down. So that's Rabbi Tam, Kesla, there's nothing wrong with Aiden writing down their Aiden's and Basin. Isn't the Gemara? Says the Menachem look very carefully at the Gemara. The Gemara says, and again, the whole source of this is the Gemara again that says that the Ilayim, someone who can't see, is possibly Aedus. The Gemara says, why is he possibly Aedus? Let him write down as Aedus. So he comes in and says, no, we peel low big someone. So he comes in the Menachem and says, all the Gemara meant to say was that if you don't have the ability to be made b'peh, so then mainly you're possibly Aedus. But if you have the ability to be made b'peh, the fact that you chose not to bother coming to Beis and you decided to send a letter to Beis instead, the Menachem, that's Hefter Gomer. Mashal Ma'ad Avadam, notice the famous Mashal Ma'ad Avadam.
Colorella Bila?
Colorella Bila. That's nice. Because the Din of Hilchas Menachas, that the mitzvah of Chachili is supposed to mix the flour and the oil together when you bring a carbon in the cup. So maybe you forgot to do the Bila, the carbon's kosher, and the Menachas share anyway. But if you have too much flour, not enough oil, then even if you would try to mix it, it wouldn't mix well, it would be clumpy. So then the Mishnah says that Menachas is possible. So the Menachas, how could it be such a crazy thing? You're not mechuyev to mix it in the first place, but if you don't have the ability to mix it, so it's possible. Moses, yeah, that's the bit. That's the lava. The famous statement of Rabbi Zera: Kol ha'roi levila ain vila me'akevus bais. Moshe ain roi levila vila me'akevus bais. So Rabbi Natan quotes that Gemara and says here also that you don't have to say your edus b'peh. You can write down your edus. You better be roi l'kach to be able to speak your edus. The din is apishnai made in Yom Tov. You're supposed to say your edus b'peh. But if you want, you can say your Eidus B'Ksav also, provided that you have the ability to say your Eidus B'Apet. Comes a bit of time, and says that's the reason why Shtaros are kosher. Shtaros don't contradict the din of B'Yom B'Ksavim, because in effect there really is no psul of the B'Yom B'Ksavim. So, Kimat Old Rishon disagreed with that. Rashi and Chumash, right? The Feirish, the Pasha Shoftim, Apishnai made him. Rashi says, Mikan Shlo Yishlechu Sabi Dusun Lebezin. Rashi's not talking about Elaine, Rashi's talking about regular people. So, most of the Rishon assume that the Pim Lumpik Sum is a real soul. So in Cain, how can you ever have a star? Comes with Chaim and says it's kosher. Comes with Chaim and says, this dear Yakina Idus Mikhsam, what kind of a law is that? Yakina wrote a letter to Beis Din and say, dear Beis Din, I'd like to pay that Ruby killed Shimon. Why is that no good? That's not a chisar of the Etzem HaEdus. That's a chisar in whom? But the Dayan is that's a chisar in the Bishnei Beis Din. That's a chisar of the Hashem. That an Eidus that has to be said in Beis Din has to be presented verbally. An Eidus that gets off the ground from other Beis Din, that can get off the ground even if it's Bechsav. So Chaim says, as long as you meet the requirements of what's called a Shtar, let's see what that means. As long as you have a halakhic Shtar, just writing a dear Beis Din note, that's not a Shtar. But if it has a Shtar with all the proper requirements, whatever those requirements of Shtar are, so it comes to Chaim and says, that becomes a totally different type of Eidus. It's not an Eidus with Beis Din, it's an Eidus with Beis Din. So an Eidus Shlomo Fnei Beis Din, there's no requirement of Yoyin, and an Eidus Shlomo Fnei Beis Din, there's no requirement of Mepiyam Lom Piksav as well. Yeah. So now comes Reb Chaim for the punchline. No, you tell me, what's the punchline? What's the punchline, Reb Chaim? I gave you all the four pieces. I put the puzzle together.
That explains why you don't need Zman and Makom, and that is an only shot.
Comes Reb Chaim, raise the polish. Drisha Chakira, Mishpanach Elilachem, the Rashi of Hakarka, it requires Drisha Chakira. What's the nature of Drisha Chakira? Chakira, no pun intended. Chakira, Chakira. What's the nature of Drisha Chakira? Is Drisha Chakira an integral part of the Eidus? That an Eidus without Drisha Chakira is not just commanded to lay that you didn't open up your mouth? Is that the Shah Drisha Chakira? Drisha Chakira is a mitzvah which is Nutellus al Beis Din. The Beis Din has a requirement to ask questions when an Eidus presents itself in front of them. That's a shadow you could raise. Consider the Shadow of Hearing. Who remembers? Who touches on the shadow? The Beis HaLevi already had this. Because remember the Beis HaLevi's razzle dazzle shot in the Gemara Zanhedrin. And the Gemara was distinguishing between the Bedikos and the Hakiros. So the Gemara said that my Michtek Hanadir Reis and Hanadir Reis. So why is it that any day is possible? The Beis HaLevi learned Pshat and Gemara was that how come it is that this is part of Ikar Eidus and this is not part of Ikar Eidus. And the Beis HaLevi already touched on this idea that there are really two ways to view the questions that Beis Din asks. Sometimes you can view the questions of Beis Din as being an integral part of the Eidus. Sometimes it's a mitzvah to tell us how I'm not. So comes Reb Chaim, takes a little bit of a diversion from his father. Beis HaLevi is Chaim's father. Comes Reb Chaim and says it appears to him that the Chakiras, the Drisha, the Hakira, the whole thing, Hakam Kol, of Drish Chakira is not really an integral part of the Eidus per se. An Eidus is Kshemra, then I play with that Drish Chakira in terms of the Eidus proper. Elohat. An Eidus named Bezdin requires Drish Chakira. An Eidus Shalai Bezdin, there was never a requirement of Drish Chakira to begin with. Ad kan divrei Rav. At least for Apple.
Yeah,
take your Rav Chaim at face value.
Doesn't the
Pasuk
sound like it's the
Darash and
the
Chakmat?
You should do
Jinji. Yes, yeah, good.
The Darash,
right, sounds like Rav Chaim a little bit.
But, does this solve all the Gumiel's historical problems? Mm-hmm.
What's the din now? Din at Torah. Do you need Jewish Chakira to get? What's it get?
Shtar.
It's an English logo for the basin. So you don't need Jewish Chakira. Can you sound get a night? Maybe you're a din, except for the fact that you don't know. Shalom did. Right? So the Chayim, he never needed Jewish Hakira on a get. He never needed Jewish Hakira on a Shkai condition. He never needed Jewish Hakira on a Shkai Shekhar Mekinani. Because if those are all examples of English love of Neveiz, then the whole din of Jewish Hakira never got off the ground. The Chayim, that's what Chayim will tell you.
So therefore, you learn from the Neveiz
sense. Why did the Chum dream up that you need a Zman when it comes to a get? Then I tell you there's no need, because there's no divination of Kiris and Eidus Mishtar. So the Gemara says technical reasons. The Chum has a Chum, the Mishu Peiros, and the Heir, different reasons. And those reasons are only the Chakir and the Akhav. It means the get is basically kosher, at least vis-a-vis the child, even without a Zman at all. Right? So according to the Chum, everything is good. Fine. Right?
Where is
that?
Didn't we say that the signing of
a
shtar is
as if it's an Eidus? No, it's not. It's another method of Eidus. Eidus Shalom B'Shem. And says Reb Chaim, this whole that he's saying, the two types of Eidus, this is looked in the Gemara. Eidus Machasugna la shtar, Nasak Mishnech Eidus in the Beis Din. Normally you need Chakiras, the Beis Din, you need Yelim, you need the works. But then Eidus Machasugna la shtar, that's another method of valid method of aid of Eidus Nechera, which doesn't require Nechera, and doesn't require Beis Din, and doesn't require Yelim, and doesn't require Shakiris. It works. It's the obvious kasha. Yeah, he wants an Eidus. Newman's kasha wants an Eidus. Josh. That's the kasha. The whole halacha of Rabbi Chanina that the Chum did away with Dusha Chakiras from where Moshe. What was the raya that the Gemara brought that did away with Dusha Chakiras? Is the Mishnah about Shtar. So Reb Chaim's whole verse declares right, the Gemara pulling the wool over our eye. Well, how could the Gemara prove that the Chum did away with Dishuk here and now? The fact that Shtar Mu'chur is Kasher, that's only a Shtar Mu'chur is Kasher, because it was never did Dishuk here by Shtar, and it ever did not tell you that. It's pretty Shtar and Kasher at times, no? But we'll get the Kasher. Reb Chaim is saying is right, that Dishuk here was never necessary in that tell you when it comes to Shtaros. So what's the point of the Nezer? Bring your Raya from it. We're trying to bring our Raya, Brewer, that the Rabbi Chanin is right. The whole Chach of Rabbi Chanin is from that Mishnah, right, Josh? The whole Chach is from that Mishnah. That Mishnah is something that a Shtar. So Shtar never required Yish Chakira. How's that a Raya that an Eidus Be'al Peh, which always required Yish Chakira, that Chum did away with? Pasha Kasha, right? So who asks Kasha of Chayim? Chayim himself asks Kasha. Chayim himself asks Kasha. So in order to answer this Kasha, the kind that they give us the ABCs in terms of shtaros. So we started mentioning a few minutes ago that shtaros is a very fundamental thing. After all, on the one hand, it's the din of appearing low peak sofa, and on the other hand, we find mesechtas and shas, getting a kedusha, which we'll talk about shtaros. It's really important, this concept of shtaros. So the Talmud was so bothered with this kasha, he did away with the Gemara based on the appearing low peak sofa for practical purposes. The other Rishonim didn't like that Rabbeinu Tam, so trying to explain away different ways how what's the difference between Pirim and Miksava on the one hand and Shtaros on the other hand. How do you know when something is a Shtar? How do you know when something is a Pirim and Miksava? Different Mahalach of the Rishon had a solve that. What the Rambam? How did the Rambam solve this problem? Who's the Rambam? Where's Rambam? The Rambam. The Rambam.
What's the question?
How did the Rambam solve this problem? All the other Shem are grappling with, if on the one hand there's a din of Rafiya Molding Sav, which possibly need this Bichsav, how could the Gemara be bullied or gathered for the Shtaros? Comes the Rambam and says, in one fell swoop and says, guess what, guys? all of Shtaris is only Midrash Rabbanan. So Takanas Chacham, just to make life easier for people. What the hell is the Shtaris? What's wrong with the old style? The answer is, what's wrong with Eidus Baal Peh? There's always something dangerous with the Eidus Baal Peh. People tend to die. People tend to die, tend to move away. So therefore, it's pretty, you don't want a whole society to be based on, every time I lend you $100, so I'm going to have to go bring the Eidim back. Every time a person gets married, a person gets divorced, so can you imagine who's going to get divorced based on Eidim? The Eidim are 75 years old, but the woman wants to remarry, so the Eidim are dead already, so she's never going to be able to prove that she got divorced. So therefore, comes around and says, the Chum institutes the principle of Shtaris. I tend to bear around. Anyone has any problems with this, Rambo? Yeah, the Ramban says he doesn't know what in the world the Ramban is talking about. The Ramban in Sefer Sakkos and Sefer Mitzvot says, how can the Ramban say such a thing that Shtaros of the Ramban? In the Mechilas Kvei Terasai, it was a Parshas Kisaitz that we read yesterday, it says, in the Chos of Lo Sefer Krisus, we also be other, just in case that wasn't enough. The next passage says, V'hol Kavoyis L'Shachem, Akshin Havai L'Yitziyah, this Kedusha Shtar, this is the Yet Shtar, this is the Shtar Shichra, this is the Shtar Mechira, Boris.
Is that a
cash? Are these cashes in the Ramah? After their ancestors, they're referring to Adam, but Adam's time starts off to be alive. No, there is a principle of Shtar's Matar. So are these cashes in the Ramah? That's a pretty Shtar
cash.
What? No, according to the Ramah, whenever anything is done with writing, that's done entirely with Machshav Tov. Not writing. So are these kashas on the Rambam? All these bomb kashas on the Rambam says, get the yechid, get the yechid, get the yechid, get the yechid, get the yechid. Are these really kashas then?
Yeah.
What?
You can just say a special word today, but the Rambam instituted it by...
Because you have to touch up, to fine tune the kash a little bit. What did the Rambam say?
The Rambam says that whenever you require Eidus, Eidus has to be the Alpeh.
Eidus B'Shtar doesn't exist in that term. What does it have to do with it? What kind of kasha? What does the Torah say? You have a married woman, the only way to be mad is you take a piece of paper, you write a written test of the long thing in the top. Do you need Eidim in a term at the bottom of that Shtar? Who knows? Do you need Eidim? You need a Garish woman. You write a red testicle up and you had a piece of paper. You need Eidim on it? This isn't Eidim on it. You can't do it. This isn't Eidim on it.
So
there was a big machlekes at that time between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar. So what role are the Eidim supposed to have? So Rabbi Meir said the Eidim have to sign the Shtar, and Rabbi Elazar says, oh, there's absolutely no need for the Eidim to sign the Shtar. The din is that the Eidim has to be present when the get is being given. You have what's called Eidim Mesiris. According to Rabbi Meir, Eidim Chassim Akarasi, the Eidim must sign the Shtar in the Torah. And according to Rabbi Elazar, Eidim Mesir Akarasi. You don't need Eidim to sign the Shtar at all. Even in the Rabbanim, you don't really require Eidim to sign the Shtar. It's a good idea, but technically speaking, the get is kosher, technically kosher, even without Eidim signed on it at all. So, the Rabban just said that Eidus has to be out there. Eidus can be Mechsav. The Rabban never said that the Torah doesn't address the issue of Ksiva in other areas of Halacha. Let's say there's an issue of writing in Shabbos. When the Lama Tesla Lachas is writing. So you say, well, according to the Rambam, that can't be because the Torah doesn't accept writing. That's stupid. So the Torah says that there's a mitzvah of giving a gift. The master of an Eishu Ish is I think, see, you take a piece of paper and you write a Tesla Chalodim. How in the world did the Ramban see in the mitzvah of giving, in the mitzvah of Kedushin, how in the world did the Ramban see anything about that that's a kasha the Rambam's Yisrael, the Hilfe Shtaros is already the Rambam? So the chora, you have to revamp the cash, which is Ramban sometimes. What's it in the following case?
husband gives a get to his wife. There's no edus on it. And gives her the get, she's divorced. Maybe then now she's not an edus anymore. Now, 20 years later, she wants to get remarried. She wants to prove that she's no longer an edus. Everybody used to know she's Mrs. Cohn, and now she wants to prove that she's no longer an edus. So what does she do? So she whips out a new paper that says, Haran will testify all the money. So Beis Din looks at it and says, what does that mean? You just wrote that this morning yourself. Haran doesn't prove anything to us. So a piece of paper says, Haran doesn't prove anything. Bring the Eidim. So she says, okay, I'm going to go find the Eidim Asira. The Eidim Asira on the Isle of Amos already. So what's she supposed to do? Did she get married? Do we have a right to let her get married? Absolutely not. Klapish by a guy, she's not an Ishdish. The get was kosher. The only thing is that we don't know the get is kosher. We as Beis Din then have Torah half to enforce the din. She's still a Sura. We know that even though Aliba the Emes, she's really not an Ishdish anymore. Let's say the woman comes to us as follows. 20 years later, she wants to remarry. We ask her, please give us your get. She whips out a piece of paper and says, Arem Mathes Faladam. Reuben said to Rachel, Arem Mathes Faladam, son of the bottom of Shim ben Yaakov, Yisrael ben Yehudim. What's the deal? Should we let her remarry? Yeah. Absolutely. Farish and Mishnah says, give them, we let her remarry. No question about it. Comes the Rambam and asks the Rambam, how does that work? In that Torah, Beis Din has to be convinced that this woman is no longer an Ishish. There's only one method of convincing Beis Din of anything, and that's Eidus. You require an Eidus in the Torah to convince Beis Din that this woman is a Pimuria now. How in the world could you be masked to get married based on Zeshtar, based on witnesses of sign piece of paper, that should be Chisar and Pier Blow Pixar? That's the Ramban's connection with Ramban. The fact that there's an institution of Gittin in the Torah, Ishpet, is an institution of Chalitz in the Torah. There's an institution of putting on the floor in the Torah. What does that have to do with anything? That there's a mitzvah, one of the tag mitzvahs, the way we mount an Ishish, the Leamma, is to give her a get. That doesn't indicate anything about the Pier Blow Pixar. But the Mishnayos and Masechet Gittin, which the Rambam himself quotes, would say that Beis Din is allowed in HaTorah to let this woman go ahead and get remarried based on Shtar. Hey, that's not the Imamis anymore. That's not Hefker Beis Din Hefker. But Afkinu, everything is Afkinu. The whole world is Afkinu. What are you ever saying is Gittin for? Throw it in the garbage and just say everything's Afkinu. So we don't want to do that. So comes the Rambam, asks the Rambam, that's the problem. You see from the fact that the get can serve as a raya, that she's no longer an Eidus Ish, you see that shtars, the concept of Eidus Shtar exists in HaTorah. That's the fine clean kasha of the Rambam against the Rambam. So what's the answer to this kasha now? So comes to Chaim, says, there are two fundamentally different types of shtars in Halacha. You know what the two terms, remember? Shtakinyan and Shtarai. Says Reb Chaim, we find in Halacha that Shtar to do two different things. Sometimes a Shtar affects the Chalos. The Etzem Shtinus a Shtar changes the Halachic status of something. For example, what's the best example of that? But a Get. What's another good example of that? Kiddush. What's another good example of that? Shtashich. What's another good example of that? What? Shtar Mechir. We get all four examples. Okay. Those shtaros, that's the method of kinyan. Let's say, for example, I could buy a field with kesef, I could buy a field with kumin, I could buy a field with a shtar. Or let's say I could do a mekadesh nishu with kesef, a mekadesh nishu with biya, a mekadesh nishu with shtar. Shtar is one of the methods of kinyan that affects the status change. That's called a shtar kinyan. Sometimes we find that a shtar is a shtar raya. Namely, it's not the shtar that's creating the chalais happened already. This chaydus happened already. The shtar is being written to prove for all future generations that in fact the deal did work. Let's say, for example, by selling a field. Either I can sell you the field by using the shtar as a shtar kinyan, or I can sell you a field by using kesef or chalitza or something, and then write up the shtar as a proof. Right? It's a good idea for you probably to have a title that you own the field. Much like by a car, right? So you buy a car from somebody, so what's the kinyan? So you pay for it, you get the keys, whatever the mice of kinyan in the car is. The fact that you get a title in the mail from the DMV in 6 months from now,
So that's not that nice opinion. The car is yours 100% when you have the title. You don't have the title. That's the raya. That's the hoho. You're back to violence. If you ever have a sichsuch with anybody who's the violence, so I whip out my shtar raya. But it's not the shtar raya. The car is mine even before I get the title of my name. So it's the same boy who rolls into the title. There are two different types of shtaras in Allah. Chayyim says, when the Rambam says that a shtar doesn't exist in a Torah, what the Rambam means is like this. The Torah doesn't accept the institution of a shtar raya. If I sell you a field of kesef, and now I want to prove to you in Beis Din that in fact it's my field, if the Torah comes up 10 years later, I want to prove that it's my field, the only way in a Torah for me to prove that is to bring in two Eidim. Bring two Eidim, we'll be made, be our path of Eidim. The fact that I whipped out a shtar, which was written a week after the sale was done, as a raya, the field is mine, says the Rambam, that was a takanas hachadim, that the Chama wanted to make life easier for people, not to have to always rely on Eidim alive, that's Midrabana. That was Midakari doesn't exist. Midrabana that does exist. That's all the Rabbah said in Hosevis. Shtaraya doesn't exist. Midakari. Shtakini? How in the book did Rabbah never say such a foolish thing? Shtakini doesn't exist in Midakari? Of course, Shtakini exists in Midakari. Shtakini is Gittin. Shtakini is Kedushin. Shtakini is Shechur. Shtakini is Shtamachira. Those are Sukkim and Chomish, or Tanakh. So, of course, those things exist in Midakari. Now comes a primary function. The Rambam holds as follows. Once the shtar gets off the ground as a shtar kinyan, once the Torah accepts the institution of a shtar kinyan, that shtar can now turn around and serve as what? As a shtar raya, on what level? What? Even? No? Even the Doras. Because remember, the Rambam has to answer the Ramban's kasha from the Mishnah. He didn't. How can the woman prove to Beis Din 20 years later that she's divorced? How could she whip out the get? So it says Reb Chaim Pasha, the Rambam holds, once you created a shtar, the Torah accepted the Torah shtar, so it has the ability to be made even as a shtar raya. Says Reb Chaim, the Rambam held the Bavdir is a psalm in a Torah of Mipiyam Lo Yitzchak. That chisar of the piyam lo piksavam, so that's chayik bayam, the piyam lo piksavam. However, says Reb Chaim, what we said before, that psul with piyam lo piksavam, what type of psul is that? Is that intrinsic to the edus, or is that a din in the dayanus? That's like kush v'chatura. Says Reb Chaim, since that's only a chisar, that din of piyam lo piksavam is only a chisar in the Dayanus, it's not a chisar in the Eidus Gufa. Whenever you have something which has a Torah shtar on it, so shtar by definition doesn't require Beis Din. If it doesn't need Beis Din, then Nail does not chisar on the Gim will be so. The only thing is, as Reb Chaim, you have to create a shtar first. Everything is hinging upon the creation of halachic shtar. The Rambam's Mechudish to Beshita of a shtar assists as Reb Chaim, that the Torah only accepts the institution of something as a shtar kinyan. Once it starts as a shtar kinyan, gets a chalois hefta shtar on it. Once it's called a shtar, the male of the din of a Beis Din fall by the wayside. Once the din of a Beis Din fall by the wayside, the din of a Pirim Bol Piksavim falls by the wayside. And once that falls by the wayside, then every shtar kinyan can transform into a shtar raya. Hear what Chaim said? You got it, Zev? Okay? So again, according to Chaim, you have to create a shtar. That's the name of the game. So the only type of shtar the Torah recognizes is a shtar kinyan. But once you create a shtar kinyan, so mevela, it takes on a life in and of itself. Because whenever you have a shtar, that's an eges b'chsav doesn't need Beis Din, so it doesn't need piyam lo piksavim, it doesn't pasul. So mevela, even though it started out as a shtar kinyan, it can now be double as a shtar raya. That's a divina Torah. According to Reb Chaim, it's pasul al sefer krisus. It's all worked out with pasul al sefer krisus. The only type of shtar that doesn't exist in HaTorah is a shtar raya, since that entity doesn't exist in the raya, so there's no such concept as a shtar raya. So the male of, it doesn't get exerced because of a shtar. If it doesn't get exerced because of a shtar, what is it? It's just a plain lousy old edus, which requires what? Which requires Beis Din. If it requires Beis Din, what's the din? What does it require?
Shishvachikya.
What else does it require? So the male, what is it? It's possible. Doesn't exist, right? So unless you get a shtar kinyan, something more rolling, you're left with you're left in the air with nothing. You're left with pure vulgar stuff. This is Reb Chaim's whole mahalach. How did you know that?
I mean, it doesn't seem to be more
important than the Eidos. Chaim, really? Okay, you should figure this out. Charles, don't shout.
What was the point of
Shtar Arayas? Like, what is
basically
the Eidos? No, but once you created a Shtar, so once it's a din of a Shtar, then it takes on a life in of itself, but all the din of Beis and form of the wayside. You can do a Palladi, you don't need Shachira, you don't need Pimbo Bisovam. Once it takes on a life in of itself, you have to get that life to start. And the only way that life starts in the Torah is the Shtar Kenyan. None of the other Shtar helps with it. I'm the Nolzer. Nobody else helps with it. This is the Rambam's whole Machin.
The
Torah only talks about Shtar Kinyan. Isn't that funny? Mm-hmm. It must be that only Shtar Kinyan is a type of Kinyan of Shtar that the Torah says.
That's right, it doesn't exist.
That's right. Everything we talk about is in the Chumash, except the Lukharanov. Like everything we say is in the Gemara, except the Lukharanov. Okay? Yeah, because once he gets his din shtar, so then once you have a shtar doesn't need beis din anymore. It doesn't need beis din, then it doesn't even be able to mix up. So the middle, it serves as an eidos for the Torah.
So
it
can't.
Yeah, it can't only be slapped as a shtar kinyan. It's not that shtar right. Let's get this going. Okay. Good. But I'm trying to be very tight. At least for now. Rabbi Sari, what are we still stuck with?
Hash on
it's gevaldic, it's beautiful, it's unbelievable. We're still stuck with what?
The Gemara Tzedek.
Gemara Tzedek was Mechia from what Mishnah? From Mishnah Shvias, the Shtar Echai, Mucharim, Akasher. What do you see from here? That the Chum did away with Yishuv Hekira. So it comes with Chaim in for the punchline. Who could forget about that?
The Gemara Tzedek don't base things on Shtar Raya?
Yeah, what's the Shtar Raya? What's the the Shtachov doesn't create the Shivud. Shtachov means I lend you $100, the Shivud is here, now right in the Shtar, we play as a Halchacha. That's a Shtar Raya. It comes with Chaim and says, a Shtar Raya min HaTorah doesn't exist. Bichlal doesn't exist. Zero. But mid the Rabbanan, they institute the Shtar Raya, you know, the Mishnah Shvi'is, that we all know, all Shas is the concept of the Shtar Raya, but the Rambam's unique Shittin of Hosea, so that's a mid the Rabbanan. So according to Reb Chaim, according to the Rambam, what's the nature of the Takanas HaChamim? That the Chum Midrash to use a Shtar Raya, and the Torah doesn't accept it. What did the Chum do, in effect? The Chum said, you know what, the din of a Pilgrim Ksum is just too hard to swallow. It's going to be hard to follow all the time, so we're going to cross that out the list of requirements of the Eidos. Of the Chum to Chaim and says, the Pachas, a Shtar Raya, it's not a Shtar. I mean, the Torah is not a Shtar. Min HaTorah, what is it? It's an Eidos B'Fnei Wa. It's like a real, plain, old, simple Eidos B'Fnei Bezdin. If it's a plain, old, simple Eidos B'Fnei Bezdin, it's subject to all the Kolim of Eidos B'Fnei Bezdin. What is one of the Kolim of Eidos B'Fnei Bezdin? It's the Drisha V'Chakira. So once you require Drisha V'Chakira, so hey, how can a Shtar look like Kasher? So comes the Gemara and says, Al Korchach, from the fact that a Shtar Mechur is kosher, even though this is a plain, simple Eidos B'Fnei Beis Din that should have required Mishnah Hakira, you must have a Raya to put it down from here, that the Chum did away with Mishnah Hakira with Gamri, not just in the Shtar, but Milchos what? To all of Dine, Lominus. That's Rabbi Chanina's Raya. Rabbi Chanina knew this whole Rabbi Chanina already. He had this whole Shtar Mechur about that. But the Chanina's whole Lachach was, Shtar Echai Mukhar Asherim, notwithstanding the fact that a Shtar Chov is a Shtar Raya, and a Shtar Raya is not subject to the Gzeres because of a Shtar, because everyone knows of Chaim Shmuel Torah and Rambam, and since it's subject to the regular Kol of Eidos B'Fnei Beis Din, how can we ever let you get away without Drisha Chakira, as the Chalchach HaBrura, that Drisha Chakira doesn't exist as Manazeh. So says, I always asked the guys last year, Josh, when you read that Gemara in the fourth Perek of Sanhedrin, when you read Rabbi Chanina and that Beis of Beis in Sanhedrin, wasn't it obvious that's exactly what Rabbi Chanina was saying? That's your pipe, it was pretty obvious. There's one just ha'ora, your pipe.
Not my
heart,
somebody else had
this aura. Got there's a little bit of a tell of Reb Chaim's punchline. Unbelievable. This is Mamish Razzle, classic Reb Chaim. What's a little bit of a weak point? Reb Chaim is making a big assumption at something. In the last stage, the last point, Reb Chaim is making an assumption. I said it last under my breath, see if anyone would catch on. Nobody caught. Minat Torah Sharai doesn't exist. Right? The Chum came along and instituted a Takanas HaChum called Sharai. You can raise a Chakira as to what the nature of that Takanas HaChum was. What are the two ways to explain? Okay, Minat Torah Sharai doesn't exist in Pentera. Pentera Bonner doesn't exist. What's Shah? How do you understand that Takanas HaChum one of two ways? What does that mean? It's either the Chum said, listen, it's not a star, we're not making believe it's a star, it's zero, it's an atheist with the days in. Right? That's it, but we're going to just do away with that one requirement, we're going to cross out that requirement of the PMO itself. Well, what's Pshat? What's another way of learning Taish?
Like
a star. The Rabbanon, they said that even the Sharai is called a star. It's been a the Torah only talks, as I said, the Torah only addresses four types of shtaros. Yitin, Kedushin, Shtar Shifra, Shtar Mechir, and all four of them just happen by law, to be Shtar Kinyan. So the Rambam said, only Shtar Kinyan exists in the Torah. The Chacham instituted that a Shtar Raya is also Dinik Shtar, albeit the Rabbanan. If the second shot is right, then the whole Shtar Torah falls by the wayside, right? Because how could Rabbi Chanina be Machiach? From Shtar Echayim HaMu'ucharim, that you don't need Drish Lechakir. No. The fact that you don't need Drish Lechakir by Shtar Echayim HaMu'ucharim is because although they have Torah and Yatach HaRayim HaMu'ucharim, that this is not a din of Shtar, but once the Chalmo Mesapin, that there is a concept of Shtar Raya, so once the Shtar Raya, so in effect, Midrabban, it's like a Shtar Deraisa, and you never, just as you never need a Drish Lechakir on a Shtar Deraisa, you never need a Drish Lechakir on a Shtar Deraban either. So that's the weak point in Reb Chaim. How did Reb Chaim know that the Takanas Chachamim was such that it's kind of not a shtar? So when I bring out the title from the DMV, it's not a shtar. It's an Eidus Bifnei Beis, that just happens to have a little kulam attached to it that doesn't need a PM low peak stuff. Right? So Reb Chaim is assuming something. Huh? Yeah, another one. But the worst than just Reb Chaim is assuming it, it's too late point. What din would be pillar point based on this? What din, if Reb Chaim is right, in that last Nekuda assumption against the way we Ba'or against Reb Chaim, what halacha should follow from that?
You shouldn't be able to sign at night.
You shouldn't be able to sign a Shtar Raya at night. Anybody hear such a crazy thing? You can't sign a Shtar Raya at night? Where does it say that? The Shtaikis is there already. But you sign a stupid, you don't sign a stupid. The Shtaikis is there. Shtaikis is only a Raya. So if you put this whole piece together, so according to Chaim, you can't sign a Shtaikis at night. Well, Shemana knows every other. I don't know, it's tough here. I don't know. I think about this one. I'm not sure what the answer to that catch is. Some Reb Chaim had an answer to that catch. But I'll go part of this is the Malach Reb Chaim. Bottom line is, this is Reb Chaim's Hoshka Torah to explain what Reb Chaim is. You have to keep that discussion there. So we'll call some idea. Anyway, so let's just put this whole sugya back in its proper perspective before we move on a little bit. So what do we have here? So again, we have Reb Chanina. Chanina made two very, very simple statements. He made one simple statement on the level of their Raisa, and one simple statement on the level of their Rabban. Right? So Reb Chanina says that Torah, in the Mammas, in the Fashas, the Idrisha, and Kira. What does that mean? But Atar, it's really all the same. So, it's reviewed with the Beis Halevi, everything is called by Thursday. Second half of Rabbi Chanina was that the Rabbana, they did away with the Rishon and the Kira. The question is, what does that mean in terms of doing away the English in the Yachalazima? So we have, you know, we also the Rambam seem to say one thing, we Shas seem to say something totally different, not comedians for their own law. Other cases, outside of the issue of Yira, because English in the Yachalazima potentially takes on a life in and of itself, even if you're not dealing with the issue of Yira per se. Then, the whole Rabbi Chanina was based on that tradition of Mazat Shvias, about Shtarachov HaMukhar Bim Sherim. The question is whether that's really a good Ryan or not, whether that proves anything about anything. So we had to give this whole lot done with the Peshtaras, so the Rambam Sheikh of the Unish Sheikh of the Rambam about the Peshtaras, with the whole Mahala of Rukhaya, to explain what the Rabbi was. Okay. So far so good? How about you finish that second? Okay, you want to go for next again? Yeah? Yes, no? Okay, we'll stop. A couple of minutes. Just to get our gum with the next second.
What's it called?
Remember, it's an issue. Some of you guys who were with us last year, we talked about some of this. Some of the easy stuff. So it all starts with Gemara. Gemara days of the days. Doesn't happen. I mean, you know, but it's a whole story to come from. So, Digger Rav Eisen will win, Hashem Shim will win, That's what I can imagine. And then the Gemara says that Libin Abon, this is Rabbi Abon, she can Libin Abon, they did away with it, based on Rabbi Chanina. And the reason why they did away with it was the Ilah Delta Fame of it. So, the Gemara makes a statement on a level of Yer Eisen, the three times of the Lord, and then a level of a statement on a level of Bin Abon, they did away with it because social tilas of Fame of it. A very, very similar sugya appears in Masechet Gittin, which we already spoke about, in Beches and Gittin. But the Gemara also speaks about the requirement of Gimel Dayanim and Dayanim Smuchim, and we're primarily talking about Smicha here also. We require Dayanim Smuchim, Midaraisa. And in the Rabban, they did away with the requirement of Smuchim. The problem is, the Gemara in Gittin, which seems to be just a restating of the Gemara and then the Beis of the Beis, is so fundamentally different on two different counts. Huso, so the Gemara Gittin. What are the two fundamental differences in the sugya and Gittin and the sugya and Tanaim?
It doesn't say Shalom Tanaim Be'alz.
Before the source of it's much a different sugya from Gittin and Gittin. It's a different pasuk. The Gittin, where are Gittin called? Which pasuk? No, the Eilam Mishpatim, Shetosim Mishneyam, the Fevah, the Eilam Mishpatim. That's the Mohring in the Eilam Mishpatim. Which is not what Agamar says. Agamar says Gittin three times Elohim. That drush of the Fevah, the Eilam Mishpatim, does not appear in the Sechas Gittin. Number two, the Gemara Masechet Gittin gives you a whole different reason why we're allowed to be. The Gemara was talking about Kaifal Gittin and Hodol Svalbos. The Gemara says, why are you allowed to be done these things with Manazel? Because of Shnechu Sayyu. Because we are the representatives of Dayan there, Shkom, which places the heads to. Even if the Dayan there is happen to no longer be alive, like with Manazel, we're the original, we're the descendants, we're the representatives of the original ones, which is the Gemara against them. The principle of Shnechu Sayyu. So when you read this Gemara, you read the Gemara, you got to scratch your head and say, wait a second. Isn't the Gemara talking about the same thing? And if so, why is the Gemara quoting different sugim? And why is the Gemara quoting different solutions? Here the Gemara does not say the word Shlichu Sayyim. In contrast to what the Rishonim say, that yes, it says Shlichu Sayyim in the Sechus of Heaven. I challenge you to find me the word Shlichu Sayyim from that base, from that kuf, whatever it is. The word Shlichu Sayyim does not appear in the Sechus. Anyone find it? In the Gemara? Rashi in 15 different places says, yeah, Kedi Amin and Bereshit and Heaven. Did you see that? Yeah? Did you see it in the Bereshit and Heaven? Okay. Did you see the Rishon Hedin? Maybe Rashi had a different Rishon Hedin than I have.
That's it. So Rechai, this is a big problem. It's a twofold problem.
So come along the Chiddush Aram. It has the following to say. Come to Chiddush Aram and says, we got it all wrong. There is no connection between these two cities. So again, it's a head that's talking about one type of problem, and the second is talking about a different type of problem. What the words that mean? It comes to the Sharan the following. He said, a brisket tera, you are two dinim in smuchim. Two different halachas of smuchim. One is a halacha concerning the etzem kashrus hadin. Namely, there are klolim, as we said before, there are klolim agents, there are klolim and dayanas, and there are a lot of klolim that are ma'akib in the evit. Say, for example, that the dayanim have to be non-kareim, that the dayanim have to be non-rishoyim. The din has to be by yoy. There are so many dinim that are said in Hilchos Dayanus, and many of them are not going to be for the Eved. If you have a Din Torah with three Rishonim and Din is possible, this is the first one that comes to the next thing, you have another court. So comes around and says, the Chiddush HaTorah, I've done it three times, is that the definition of a Dayan means a Dayan Soloch. Now again, the Chlik is Amor Rav, one of that carries over to Odol Zvavol, so it's only by Zel Zvavol, that's just for about last week. But when Allah requires Din Tzimuchim, so that's an integral part of the Tzimuchim. Without it, the Din is bought. Comes the Gemara to heaven and says, hey, wait a second. If Min HaTorah, the Din is bought, if there are Gimel HaYoytas, so how could Rabbi Yavol be Mamshur? How can that mission say, Din is Mamshur, Zel Zvavol, Zel Zvavol, Zel Zvavol, with the implication being that only Zel Zvavol requires Tzimuchim, whereas the Zel Zvavol can get away with any Yoytas? How can that be? If Min HaTorah, the Din is meaningless. So comes the Gemara and says, must be the Rabbanon, the sacrificial Tiro Dalam Yisrael. What does that mean exactly? If it's possible in a Torah, how can it be more kosher than the Rabbanon? So what four words are missing in the Gemara? What does the Gemara really need to say? When the Gemara says, Shalom Tiro Dalam Yisrael, what does the Gemara really say? Hefka Beis and Hefka. Says the Ran, the mechanics of how this Hakanas Abam works. Of course it's Hefka Beis and Hefka. What's the Gemara quoting Shel Til Dost and Lobim to confuse us for? What's the Gemara quoting? This is not how the Takana works. This is
why
the Takana works. Quick, who's going to tell us? No? What's the next line, Daniel? The Ran is addressing a fundamental mistake that everybody always makes in learning. What is that? Confusing the hows and the whys. What? Atom bomb. Good. Anyone who's not a Mashiach list, yes, and I got to hear this somebody once. This is the famous word with the atom bomb. So last year, that there was a certain person who once wrote an article several years ago saying that the reason why the rabbis in the Masechet Sukkah were so lenient to let you build sukkahs and lavud and open up kumbas and all these kums and all these wild things is because there was a shortage of wood in Israel 2,000 years ago. So therefore, the rabbis came up with all these great ideas. That's this particular individual wrote. So when they showed this article to the Rav, so the Rav said that this individual who wrote this article made the classic mistake of the atom bomb. What's the mistake of the atom bomb? Following the scene. You have to ask yourself, why is it that the atom bomb works? Okay. So those are two different questions. Okay? Because there's an atom bomb. The Rav speaking up with a brisk of word and two halachas in the atom bomb. There is a mechanics how the bomb works. There's the rules of physics that explain why the bomb explodes. Okay? If those rules were not true, the bomb would not explode. How come it is that for the last 5,000 or so years, no one else exploded an atom bomb? So the answer was that history never had the necessity. They never got to the point of figuring all this out. So what came along? So World War II came along and pushed the United States government into the Manhattan Project, and they decided that we really got to put in billions and billions and billions of dollars to make this bomb work. But you can't walk away and say, you know why the atom bomb works? Because of World War II. That's how it works. That's not true. World War II was the impetus that forced the government to spend enough money to research and figure out that the physics works. But ultimately, the bomb only explodes not because there's a war. The bomb explodes because the physics not how it works. That was the Rav's motion. So the same is true in Allah. Sometimes you have a situation where shasach, you know, occurs, and you have to look for a kula. You have to find a kula. You have to find some way to be someone to do something. So comes the Rav and says, it's quite possible that, say, the days of Dais Rishon, nobody was building sukkahs with love. What? There was no need. You had a lot of wood. You had a lot of stock. Baruch Hashem. I don't need love. I don't need love. I don't need these fancy plants. It could be, maybe no. It wasn't there to show in the days of Mishnah. Maybe Takada was a shortage of wood. So the Chum had to figure out, wait a second. Are there any way to build the sukkah without putting all four stuff, without having four walls? Oh, there's a din of love on top of the chazeirvin. You know what? That din of a chazeirvin, that's very similar to the sukkah. That halach l'mosh mesina, that anything within three tefachim is considered to be b'chul yachad. Maybe that can't be done with the sukkah also. The chum went down and down, they figured out. Tacharai, that is halach l'mosh mesina. That is included in halach l'mosh mesina of din of the love. And then there's halach l'mosh mesina of the shabbos, good asik b'chitzes, and good asik b'chitzes, and so many things. And the chum knocked their heads against the wall, literally, and tried to figure out, say, you know what? We can use this cloud of Zeravin, and the soup is going to be kosher. does that mean that because there was a shortage of wood, so therefore the source is kosher? That's not the curse, as it says in the thing. But because of to say that just because there's a will to do something, so therefore there's a way to do it, that doesn't necessarily carry over. Sometimes you have a situation that forces the chacham to go the extra mile to try to figure out how to be mashia a certain situation. We also mashia the Gemara at the end of Givonis. The Gemara says in the olden days they used to insist that having two eidim to be matred to be made that the husband died. Then the Gemara says it was so difficult, there were so many wars and people were disappearing right and left. So the chacham worked it out and figured out, you know what? There's a principle called the Musa Devin Ligluya. There's a principle of Isha Daikna Mitzvah. And there's an Erech and Demon Bissur, maybe Theta Sakkar. They worked out for a friend of Lumbus to show that the deal all along was that Erech was Neman. Why didn't anyone come to the idea before him? There's no need to. It wasn't necessary. So they went with the regular club of Isha Daikna Mitzvah. So come to Rav and says you have to be so careful in Halacha that you don't misconstrue this. This is Mamash Ziyu Fatari. You end up Mamash with Benafi Kursus. If you say that because there's a certain social economic situation, so therefore the Halacha was. So in the days of the Tanna, nobody had that. It came to the 1600s. So yeah, there was certain reality. So the Chacham had to come up with this idea that Taka works. But the physics has to mesh. The chemistry has to work. It has to work with halachic klolim. You can't just say there's a shas achas, so therefore everything goes. That's ridiculous. That destroys all the entire Torah. The shas achas can force you to look for the correct physics. It will force you to find the correct halachic solution. So that's exactly what the Rav is saying there also. The Gemara says shalom tikkun bells from Leib Olkin. The Gemara is just telling us what prompted the chacham to step in. The Gemara is not saying how it works. The Gemara doesn't say a word about how it works. So Shul Tirudas Rudo, very nice. But the din is bottle. The din is puzzle. What's the answer to the Ron? How does the din work? We know what it works. We don't need the farmer's office. Give us an happy. Everybody knows that. You don't know that by the time it gets to the end of the phase, you're up the creek. So it comes around and says that the way the din is kosher is happy days and after. The reason why the Chachamim felt the necessity to institute after is enough here, that's what the Gemara of Masechet Sanhedrin is addressing, Shul Tirudas Rudo. So according to the Ron, the whole Sugya of Sanhedrin is talking about one topic. Talking about how the Gemara is talking about one time. Why is it that smuchin, if you don't have smuchin, the din is batel in the Torah, and why did the Chacham decide to do away with that? That's the sugya three times all in. That's the makom of the din. Shlo Tilo Das Rebov is the historical background as to why they changed the din. And Hefkebez Hefkebez, the Gemara doesn't say, it was assumed between the lines. That's the mechanics of how Allah works. That's the sugya of the Gemara said that Gittin is not addressing that topic, ki huzeh. It's talking about a totally different topic, but we'll have to wait until tomorrow to see what in the world the Gemara said is Gittin. Okay, whether you get the Mamakabo, so we'll get it all.